Today, what do you do when you go, you want to go out, you open your closet and you look through this whole row of shirts and pick out which one you want to wear, and you go through the pants, and your wife might say, go pick something else out. But we have an abundance of things to wear. Yeah, it's true, right? We have an abundance of things to wear. But in this day, your garment was something you may have only had one. In fact, this is referred to in the law. If you hold a garment as a pledge, you can't keep it overnight because it may be the only thing that person has to keep warm. And so the garment in this day was something that was theirs. It's something they used daily, probably. It was something that was part of their life as they moved about. When they went out, they wore this garment. And so garments were very important in this day, and they described your movements in life, your habits. And this is what we have in this section. And I think it's very interesting that with regard to the garment, it says in verse 47, and the way the authorized puts this is very interesting. It says the garment also. Darby doesn't use it that way. He says if the sore of leprosy is in a garment. But just think of it this way. The garment also. He's just talked about leprosy in the body and in the head. And the garment also. It's dovetailed together. Very closely connected with the person. And so the person we've already talked about, this condition of leprosy is in us. But if the plague of leprosy became manifest, that means there was a condition in that life that needed to be changed, needed to be judged. And here we have it in the garment, in the habits of life, in the associations that we have, in the positions that we hold. This is a very searching thing. And just some examples of this that really helped me in considering this matter is one is in 1 Kings chapter 18 concerning Obadiah. Now Obadiah, we are familiar with Obadiah. He was a servant of the king Ahab. Ahab had a history, a bad history, of being rebellious against the Lord, rejecting the truth, letting his wife Jezebel influence him. It says there was no king like Ahab who did evil in the sight of the Lord. And it says his wife Jezebel encouraging him on. And who was serving Ahab? Obadiah, a believer in the living God. And in chapter 18, we find that Obadiah comes in contact with Elijah, the prophet. And Elijah had told him to, tells him to go call Ahab, your master. But Obadiah spends part of his time trying to justify his position and say, look how faithful I am to the Lord. Look what I've done for the Lord. But in his position, he has been marked by compromise, To maintain a position like he had with an ungodly king, there was compromise in his life. And this is a dangerous thing for us when we come to the garment. Seeing that it reflects our position or our habits or our circumstances or our associations, there is the danger of compromise. The danger of compromise. And thus, the garment, it's not talking about the body here, it's talking about the garment. The garment has a manifestation of this leprosy. Greenish or reddish, and most of these things would have been of linen. So the greenish or reddish color would be very obvious. And we heard someone covering up the boil, or someone trying to cover up with a garment their boil. Imagine trying to cover up the greenish or reddish growth on a garment. Always be folding it over. People say, what's wrong with your cloak today? Oh, nothing. Nothing's wrong with it. But they're trying to cover up a condition that is manifesting that they have a problem in their associations of life. It's a dangerous thing. And we are all in danger of this. I talked to one young fella who's a believer, and his best friends are all unsaved. And his associations, therefore, with these friends, he doesn't realize the effect that it's having in his life. He's therefore not motivated. He doesn't have the strength to stand firm and to take his part among the people of God. He's living in a compromised state. And so it's very dangerous to have this condition in your life. And I can't speak for you. I know my own life. I went through this. Yeah, someone mentioned this earlier. You know, some of us were young ones. And we remember. We still, how about that? We still remember what we did. And as a Christian, I remember very distinctly compromising, associating myself with unsaved people, not with a view to winning them to Christ, but with a view to acceptance, with a view to having friends. And it's a dangerous thing to fall into because those friends can affect your life. Your whole associations of life can affect your course for years ahead in your life, in your experiences. So it's a warning to us. This is a warning in this section. And therefore, it's interesting that it goes on to talk about descriptions of places this could be found. It says, if you find leprosy in, whether it be in woolen garment or linen garment, whether it be in the warp or woof of linen or of woolen. Now, if we're all familiar with weaving, I know there's some, and maybe they're not here, but who are very familiar with weaving. And when you make threads for materials like this, they do it by machines now, but in those days, they did it all by hand in looms. And these materials had the warp, which is the horizontal. They go lengthwise through the loom, and then you have the woof, or the weft. It goes vertically. And so you have these two directions. You have the horizontal, and you have the horizontal, and you have the vertical. Horizontal and vertical. One is pointing heavenward. One is pointing manward. And in both cases, there could be a leprosy in one of those directions in your life and mine. In both cases. What if the threads you looked in, the priest looked and saw that there was a greenish growth in the woof threads? He would have to look at that and examine that. He'd have to set it aside for a week like we heard. And he'd have to consider if this thing is indeed a leprosy. And as he considered it, there would be nothing done to the garment. No change would take place. They wouldn't be doing anything. They're just observing. And at the end of that time, he would look again and see. And if it had grown, it was condemned. It was condemned. And what was the answer to this? Different than a person. They didn't do this with a person. It had to be burned with fire. Burned with fire. And so this is how it is in our associations of life. In our circumstances, in our habits, if things are giving evidence to a sinful direction, sinful association, affecting my testimony, the testimony of the Lord Jesus, and it is clear that that's what it is, I need to cut that off completely from my life. What about a young person who's dating a unsaved person? That's part of your garment. That's affecting everything. That type of association could well lead you into a lifelong of compromise. That could step into marriage and lead to a life of compromise that would never end down here. And we've known of some, and maybe others have known of them as well, how this can lead to real troubles. The troubles of not only an unequal yoke, but the raising of children with two completely different ideas. This can be very disastrous. So all these things here with this garment have to do with this, have to do with your associations and mine. What do I associate with? What do I compromise in my position? What about work? Does your work, like Obadiah, does it cause me to compromise?